Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Dragon Princess by E.D. Baker, narrated by Catherine Kellegren, and directed by Rob Grannis.
Prologue. Though she was just a few minutes old, everyone agreed that the baby was beautiful. She had eyes like those of her mother, Princess Emma, and a shock of blonde hair much like that of her grandmother, Queen Chartreuse. Emma swore that her daughter had Edric's smile, but her mother, her aunt, and her grandmother all claimed that the baby was too young and wouldn't really smile for some time yet. When she was only 3 months pregnant, Emma had dreamed that the baby was going to be a girl. After that, she and her husband, Prince Edric, had never worried about a boy's name. The baby would be named Millie, after the second Green Witch, Emma's long-ago ancestor. Although Emma wanted to show Millie to Edric right away, the midwife and all the other women in the room insisted that they wash the baby first. Unfortunately, an overeager lady-in-waiting hadn't bothered to warm the water before bringing it to the midwife. The midwife, rattled in the presence of so much royalty, most of whom were witches, splashed the cold water on the baby. With a startled cry, the baby turned red as a strawberry, and her thin wail broke the calm of her parents' bedchamber. Emma sat up to see what was wrong. At that instant, the air seemed to sizzle, and the baby turned from a beautiful human newborn with honey-blonde hair into a baby dragon with scales of the palest green. Queen Chartreuse screamed. Two ladies-in-waiting fled the room. The midwife fainted. Emma sighed and reached for her baby. "I was afraid of this," she murmured, gazing down at the squalling infant. Turning to her Aunt Grissina, she added, "This is what comes of spending half..."